Members from the INSPQ union inaugurated the first day of their three-day strike. The union is protesting over the renewal of their contract that has been delayed for more than 2 years. The pandemic caused lateness to the process, but now the union wants the contract to be changed. Money is the main issue in that case. The members are complaining that they're being paid 50% less than their peers from the Institut National d'Excellence en Santé et en Services Sociaux. The members decided to protest in Quebec City and Montreal simultaneously. The public transport of the city is going down deeper and deeper into debt. For the next year, STM has to close a gap of $77.7 million. Even if they try to reduce their spending, three sectors couldn't be cut out: the increase of salary, paratransit services, and the maintenance costs. Therefore, STM wants to keep the same level of price to keep attract users, according to Marie-Claude Léonard, the general director. Since we went back to normal, citizens doesn't use as much the public transport. However, last week, the mayor Valérie Plante tweeted that the STM will offer free services for seniors started July 2023. As Christmas season begins, Opération Nez Rouge made its grand comeback this weekend. These carpooling services drove people back to their homes after a party, which prevents people from driving intoxicated. Last year, they had to stop their operation due to COVID-19 restrictions. Now, 40 sectors in Quebec were in operation this weekend, according to Le Journal du Québec, and 1,539 accompaniments were successfully made. They are currently recruiting more people for the holiday. This year, Opération Nez Rouge will be on service until the New Year Eve. For more, visit CGLO News and CGLO Podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
What you laughing about?
We're back, baby.
Hello, mice and rodents. Just getting our levels in check here.
It's crazy what an actual microphone will do.
Oh my god.
I can hear like the spit circling in my mouth.
Unbelievable, right? Okay, I think we're good. All right, guys, you're listening to Mouse Party on CJLO, 1690 AM, DJ Slurp.
And DJ Razzy here. It's our first time back in the studio after over 2 years.
Yeah.
I believe. That's crazy.
And honestly, being back here, it feels like nothing's changed.
No.
I'm like, I sat down. I sat down in the seat and I was like, yeah, my butt remembers this chair.
Your ass cheek imprints are still there waiting.
There's a lot to fit in the chair. Yeah.
Well, what do we have on the menu today?
Today, Razzy, we are going to be doing a CanCon special. Going to be playing lots of Canadian content. We went deep in the CJLO vault.
Yeah, as deep as one could go.
Expanding our minds with new music. So I think that's going to be really exciting for us.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, we definitely wanted to play some new music and stuff that we'd been bumping recently ourselves, but we wanted to play some stuff that we barely even know ourselves.
Yeah. There's a lot of new stuff that we played, but we started off the show with Broken Social Scenes.
Yeah.
Cause equals time, or is it time equals cause? Cause equals time.
Yeah.
That was right.
From their album, You Forgot It in People, which apparently
we've both been listening to, our brains.
Weird.
In sync. It's like we started this show for a reason.
Could be. Yeah, that song gives me shivers.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah, I was freaking out about that song in Jamie's car this weekend. I was like, guys, you don't get it. This song makes you want to throw up and die. It's so good.
Yeah, I'm glad we got to play that because I feel like we were talking about we have a bit of nerves coming back here. It's been almost 2 years since we've spoken live on the radio.
Yeah, we could say anything. We can't edit anything.
Oh boy.
As if we do anyways. There's also a lot of like knobs and buttons.
Mm-hmm. I think we should put those to good use. What do you think?
I think we have to.
Otherwise,
there wouldn't be a show.
Do you want to tell the rodents listening at home or in their cars what is coming up next on the show?
Absolutely. So we grabbed the CD that piqued my interest by a band called DBS. They're a punk band.
High voltage Canadian kitty punk.
Kitty spelled D-D-Y.
Well, of course.
Not
it's punk.
Kitty. There's no cats. But we're going to play a song called Red.
Yeah.
And then after that.
Oh, yeah. After that. You want me to go ahead?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm excited. We're going to play Preoccupations just put out a new record. And we're going to play a track called Fixed Bayonets, which is a track that I heard and I was like, I like it and I think we should play it. And it's great. Got to hear Preoccupations putting out some new music. Very fun.
Yeah, for the first time in a while, yeah.
They're touring. Go and see them on tour. I don't know when their tour ends, but yeah.
Go follow them.
Totally. Okay. You feel good? You want to play some music now?
Let's play some friggin' music.
Alrighty, rodents. This is Mouse Party back at CJLO, and coming up right now is Red by DBS. In particular,
artists and musicians in Canada. We invite you to participate at the 16th edition of the Céligal de la Musique du Monde. This World Music Showcase event is a unique chance to be discovered by the public and to be the recipient of many prizes. Sign up now. You have until December 12th to submit your application. For more information, visit www.céligal.com.
How do you know when you're super connected? You tune in every Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to CJLO 1690 a.m. Join me, Francella, as I go into new releases, old favorites, live requests, and dish out some hot takes every now and then. Tune in to Super Connected on CJLO 1690 a.m., Mondays at 11 a.m.
Welcome back to Mouse Party on CJLO 1690
AM.
Man, what a thrill it is to be back in the station. We're definitely not stressing out. We're having like the best time.
Yeah, totally not stressed at all.
You know what? This is part of the fun, I think.
No, it's so much fun. I personally thrive in anxiety.
Oh, yeah?
That's why I did theater in high school.
Oh, yeah.
As like a masochistic thing. Also because I love to be humiliated publicly. Also a masochistic thing.
Very complex your issues are.
We should get a therapist on the podcast. We should get Freud.
Freud? Do you think he's available?
Like single?
No, I'm like, yeah, you think he'd come on our show? You think he'd pop out of the ground?
I think he would tell me I have mommy and daddy issues, and for that reason I am a feminist.
Very all possible.
Of course,
possibilities.
In this scenario, he's, you know, down with the times. He's also a feminist.
Can I play something fun for the rodents at home?
Yeah.
Okay, sick.
Here's a throwback.
Here's a little throwback.
Cut the cheese.
Cut the cheese.
If you want to listen to some Gouda music and some tail-twisting tunes, tune into Mouse Party, Thursdays at 3 on CJLF.
Oh my god, the little...
That was my feature in the ad.
At the end.
That's our old ad, by the way.
Oh yeah, we are not
on
it.
We can't use it anymore because we changed our show from Thursdays to Wednesdays.
Sure did.
So we should make a new one. But we were laughing about this, especially because it's in a file on the CJLO computer called Outdated Promos Do Not Open.
We were just little CJLO babies when we made that.
Yeah. I keep forgetting that we need to like talk about the music that we played.
All right, let's get to that then.
We just heard Peach Pyramid with their song FOMO.
Sure did.
I grabbed this album out of the vault because it was pink, and no regrets. It's good.
I thought it was a wonderful like rainy day song for us to play.
It's kind of a perfect song for today.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to add it to my obligatory winter playlist.
I will too, I think.
Are you working on a winter playlist?
Yeah, I have a little playlist that I've been working on. It's called Winter, Snow, and Emo.
So there's a lot of teen suicide on it, is what you're saying?
Yes, the band.
Yeah.
I'm quite the fan.
I know.
Oh boy, no, we were looking at our Spotify Wrapped that came out today, and concerning stuff for the both of us.
Yeah,
I'd
but
say.
No, we're gonna save this conversation for when we have our number one fan on the air.
Very true.
We're gonna be greeted by a guest soon.
Hopefully, yes, it'll work out.
They're gonna answer the phone.
Hell yeah.
And we're gonna talk about our Spotify Wrapped with them.
But for now,
we're gonna listen to some more tunes.
Okay, so I found this album in the CJLO vault. It's by The Lovely Feathers, and we're going to play a lovely track called In the Valley. So I hope you rodents enjoy that,
yeah,
and stay tuned for some more music later.
See ya.
Sleeping in too late, let my hair grow past my waist. Maybe it's the season. Maybe it gets better.
like Scoob. We're all out of Scooby snacks.
Oh,
Zoinks. What are we gonna do now?
Hello?
CJ, hello? Like that super swell, Scoob.
Roby roll.
I had to do a little record scratch moment there.
Hello.
Yeah, we're on air again. Record scratch because I accidentally played the wrong song for like 20 seconds.
And yeah,
I think it's very important to address those issues with our listeners.
We got to be open and honest here on the party. Jamie, are you here?
Hold on.
I am here. Hello.
Oh, hey, Jamie. Welcome to Mass Party.
Well, thank you for having me.
I can imagine you just sitting in your car right now.
I am.
Yeah. So we have our number one fan and supporter of Mass Party here with us. introduce yourself, maybe.
I am Jamie. My pronouns are they, them. Respect that.
Sick.
No way.
And, yeah, I'm a woodworker. I love music and I love Mouse Party.
Aww. Well, thank you, Jamie. Yeah. It's so nice to have you call in.
Yeah.
On our first show back.
Yeah.
Cool.
I was
nice
gonna say something.
Nice to hear y'all in the studio.
Oh, please. I was gonna ask you, if you had a DJ name, what would it be?
Oh, that's a good question. I think, DJ PJ.
DJ PJ?
Yeah. After the name that my mom would have given me if I were born differently.
Mm.
Tommy James?
Like TJ?
Yeah.
I see that for you.
Yeah, she thinks it's mysterious to have two names.
That's true.
Hey, Jamie, we were discussing Spotify Wrapped before. What was yours like this year? What's going on there?
Yeah, you want to out yourself?
It's a mess. So for three consecutive years, my top artist was Doja Cat. But this year, I've gone off the rails.
Yes.
And I'm in the 0.1% listeners of King Princess.
Shocking. Said no one. No one is shocked.
Actually,
I'm a little shocked. I didn't know you listened to that much King Princess.
I didn't know either. Like, I clearly have been going through something.
I'm like
my
what?
Top song from theirs is Back to the Cab. So it's
you are going through something. I'm surprised, though, because you're, like, happily in a relationship, so I don't know why you're listening to King Princess.
Well, at the beginning of the year, I was not, to be fair. And I was pining over someone who didn't want me. So I listened to KP to cope.
We love you, Jamie.
We love you, Jamie. Thank you so much for exposing yourself like that. Anyone else you want to mention on that list?
Yeah.
Feel
free.
I know who you want me to mention, and so I will. At number four, I have Drake.
I don't even want to know
it's
why.
Embarrassing. He's a virus, but I don't know. Like, the second you play, like, Passion Fruit, 16-year-old Jamie pops out.
Aww.
That's cute.
You know what? Yeah. I have
when Hayley Williams
so much
that?
Respect for you.
Yeah.
Hayley Williams covered Drake?
Covered that. I listened to it religiously.
It's what
so
a world.
Good. It's so much better.
What a time.
Women do it better.
True.
Hayley Williams does anything better. Everything better. Yeah. Brian, do you want to talk
you
about yours?
You can fart in the microphone and I listen to it.
Me too.
Yeah, Jamie, do you want to hear about my Spotify Wrapped?
Absolutely.
DJ Razzie, Rodents at Home. Okay. my top artist of the year was, to no one's surprise, The Cure.
I guess
I do. I'm wearing Robert Smith's face on my shirt right now. Thank you to my wonderful girlfriend for buying me this shirt.
I thought I bought you that shirt.
Really?
I think I bought you that shirt for Christmas last year.
Boy, oh boy, I'm in quite
the
pickle
here. She can
have
credit for it.
My memory's not the best. Top song of the year was Hurts by Amel and the Sniffers.
Mm-hmm.
Great track. Listened to it 116 times, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's like once
it's
every 3 days.
But I feel like the best way to consume that song is in a car while you're driving.
True.
My top artist was Radiator Hospital. Radiator Hospital. And my top song of the year was Cut Your Bangs by Radiator Hospital. At a total of what was it? 90s? 50-something? 57 times?
Yeah. I think so.
And all of those times was with Jamie. every single time was with Jamie Lear. So technically, I feel like that's also Jamie's number one song of the year.
Go, Jamie.
It's in that list. It's in that list. My number one was I'll Make You Sorry by the Screaming Females.
Ugh, you're so gay. And that's why we love you here.
Yeah, total of 94 times.
94 times.
Jamie, we're so glad to have you on the show today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I'm very glad to be here.
For picking up the phone.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
We might make this a regular thing. Who knows?
The Jamie's Corner.
Jamie's Corner.
Oh my goodness. Jamie's I love that, honestly.
All right, all right. We're going to hang up on you now. And
we love you.
And we're going to play some more tunes.
Love
but,
y'all.
Love you, Jamie.
So, so much.
Thank you for taking the time out of your day.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
I'll see y'all soon.
Enjoy the cold and the rain.
Thank you. Right. Thank you. You too.
All right. Love you so much. Bye.
Love you so much. Bye.
That was so much fun. Thank you, Jamie.
I think I just hung up on him.
Okay. Back into the music. Let's do this. You think?
I think Jamie killed that.
I think Jamie killed it, crushed it, slayed it.
Yeah.
Before we spoke to Jamie, we heard Far From True by Choke, another CJLO Vault find.
From, where was it again? Manitoba? Manitoba. Winnipeg.
Winnipeg.
I love a Canadian emo band.
Me too. Calgary, Edmonton, any Alberta emo band.
Yeah.
Any Winnipeg, Manitoba. Okay, I don't know what I'm saying. Go on.
Now we're just saying words.
I'm listing off cities.
Yeah, and now we're going to play a band from Edmonton.
Mm-hmm.
They're called Counterfeit Jeans.
Yes.
And so...
Do you remember the track we're going to play?
Yes, it's called Breeder. I chose it because I like that word.
Amazing.
I love straight people.
All right, guys. Enjoy that song. Probably going to be an ad break after, but we'll talk to you soon. Once again, Mouse Party on CJLO. 16:90 a.m.
music lovers seeking an adventurous listen, shop at Phenopolis, a record store specialized in new and used vinyl and CDs. Whether you're into indie, jazz, blues, world, or experimental, Phenopolis has got you covered. Open 5 days a week and located on 207 Bernard West in the Mile End. Shoppers can also order online at phenopolis.ca. Delivery is available for all customers on Montreal Island.
Brewtopia Brew Pub is very proud to be serving fresh, naturally brewed ales for 25 years. It's our pleasure to offer delicious pub fare at the best value around. Whether you come to enjoy Montreal's longest-running open mic, trivia night, our amazing free live shows, or just meeting friends to catch up, Brewtopia is ready to deliver. Come check us out at 1219 Crescent Street, below St. Catherine.
I'm Ashley.
And I'm Bonnie.
And we're the hosts for Face for Radio.
Airing live every other Monday at 4 p.m. on CJLO 6090 AM.
Mouse party.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but our show is coming to a close.
Womp womp womp.
We should get sound effects.
Oh, we definitely
just got
will.
Back to the studio. We're reaching here. We're already doing too much. What did we just hear?
So we heard Evolve by Montreal band Barnacle featuring CJLO's own Allison O'Reilly.
I've seen Barnacle and they're so good. They're one of those bands that you see live and then they actually make you like listen to their band. So support Barnacle on Bandcamp.
Mm-hmm.
I think their Instagram is the band Barnacle. They have some shows coming up December 3rd. There's also Teen Angst Night happening at Diamond Bell on December 3rd.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be at / playing at.
Mm-hmm.
Did
something else happen recently with you at Diving Bell? Or?
Yeah, actually, I've been living my best rock star life. I'm in a band. With
amazing.
My best friend, Brooke. Our best friend, comrade. we're called 100 Footers. You can follow us on Instagram at the 100 Footers. We make twangy punk country, grunge kind of music for gay people. And we had our like release launch show, I guess, our career debut at the Diving Bell, and it was a major success. Every single lovely gay person I've ever met in my life was there, it felt like. And we had a really great time.
You guys are amazing. Sorry, I kind of put you on the spot, but I was just like,
you did. I totally anything forgot. Else? I'm like, oh my God, yeah, this is free promo on the worldwide radio.
I guess we'll promote our show as well.
Yeah, we're here every Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m. Well, it might be every second Wednesday from now on, but we're going to be doing it in the studio.
Hell yes.
Which is awesome and amazing and so much fun. And maybe we can take callers every week. That'd be fun. Just put someone on the spot.
Yeah, I like that.
I love that idea.
Should we talk about the last two tracks of the day?
Yeah. I think you could also talk about what you've been up to.
Me, myself, and I?
You, yourself, and you.
Well, I went on vacation recently with... I went on vacation. Me and Soph, we went on vacation. We had a great time. Went to Italy for a week. Went to Germany for a week.
I'm so jealous.
Wanted to go see The Cure. Didn't work out. Broke my heart. But I still had the time of my life with the love of my life. So that was really wonderful. We went We went to a jazz club one night, which was really nice. We had lots of food that was delicious. Mm-hmm. I can't complain. I mean, like, life was, there was nothing better than the time that I spent there. So
I feel very grateful. And now you're back here with the beautiful freezing rain.
Well, I'm grateful to be back home as well, because home is home and there's nothing like it as well.
Yeah.
And all my friends that I love are here,
yeah,
or
well,
whatever.
I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you're back. And can't wait to keep doing this with you.
Me too. Love you.
Love you so much. So the last songs we're going to play Hubert Lenoir.
Hubert.
Why this song?
Because
it's really fun and funky. Nice. It's called Quatre Corps. And we don't play enough like cab music on here, so I thought I'd give it a change.
I agree.
Also, you know, someone cute told me to listen to it, so we did. So now
and,
I have to play it.
And I'm very glad that they told you.
Yeah, because it's honestly a banger. I get it now. So if you're Quebecois and you're listening, hi.
Hello.
Oh, sorry. Salut. We're going to play some of your culture for you. And if we have time, we're going to play some Metric. Which track?
Hopefully, if we have time, we'll play Soft Rockstar by Metric from Grow Up and Blow Away.
Boom, bam, bang.
Boom, bang, bang, bong.
All right, rodents. Well, we'll talk to you in a week or two.
Yeah, we'll see how things go. Love you guys. Have a wonderful Wednesday.
Do we have an outro?
Who's to say? Montre-moi l'opinité, je lave les planchers. Claque sur le tête parce que papa est fâché. Tête dans le caca. Tête dans le caca. Monsieur Benjamin a rencontré Edouard. Sur la bouche, on aime s'apercevoir que tout est dans la manière que tu aimes ton prochain. Dès le lendemain, tu te fais prendre comme un chien. Marie-Madeleine, Marie-Béni des yeux. Monsieur Benjamin fait quand même de son mieux. Mais quand j'irai encore, si c'est juste une mauvaise passe, vivre et laisser vivre avec tes plaisirs.
En rien, monsieur Benjamin s'est acheté un chien.